What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. As always, we had a very meticulous planned episode to come to you about how to transfer your business online, and then we didn't talk about it. Instead, we talked about how to find fulfillment in your training, and if you're starting to maybe face some friction, resistance, particularly around face-to-face, but online as well, anywhere in your business, if you're not enjoying it at the levels that you have in the past, how to go about getting things back on track. There's also a bunch of banter early days, which we don't do on this pod a lot. So we thought we'd just throw it out there. So feedback, as always. Any questions? So next week, I promise, next week, we're going to open the episode talking about moving your business online, because it's the number one thing I'm dealing with coaching at the moment. So if you have any questions, if you want to know anything specific, you're struggling with anything in particular, just shoot us a DM. STC.learn on the Instagrams. Just DM us in there and we will answer those on the pod if we don't banter for an hour and have to change the topic of the episode. Awesome. Don't forget to subscribe. Go to STCFit.com. Check out Standout PT. Our new landing page might be up, which has some more information than we used to. We might even tell you how much it is on there. Maybe. We've never done that before. We need to see if it works. All right. Go have a look at the website. We'll speak to you soon. Bye.
I can pay for my AMG GT Black Series cash, hard cash.
Yet another crypto bro podcast.
Imagine that. I bought a supercar off crypto.
Fuck. It's the goal. Isn't that why you buy crypto? Isn't that the only outcome?
No other outcome for me. It's all numbers until I can buy my AMG GT Black Series.
Yeah, then it's real.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's hilarious, like, talking to people. I use the, like, when Lambo language,
yeah,
with people, like, and they're just that? Like, what? Yeah. Even like spelt W-E-N, yeah, and
not
going like,
to make it vibes.
Yeah, fuck them people.
Yeah, well, it's not going to make it vibes.
And then I was like, I thought it was a crypto thing, and then I watched some doco on, I watched the Robin Hood documentary,
yeah,
on Netflix, and I was like, oh, this is just finance bro Reddit shit. It's not actually just crypto.
Mm.
Yeah, so then I felt like a douche.
All right. Did you see Reddit's for sale?
Really?
I think, yeah.
As what's going on with TikTok, mate?
Oh, yeah, true. That's a big deal.
Do you reckon Australia follows suit if it gets banned? I think so.
I don't know. Are we... Aren't they butthurt because of the Chinese ownership in it? Is that what the Americans are worried about?
Yeah, but there's all this, like, spying and...
Australia has, like, relationships with China that they can't, you know, kind of piss people off.
We have a better one with America.
Yeah, but it's then we have like trade.
No, I just
stuff
think
and
just culturally, because they're going to try and
ports in our country and shit.
Yeah, but the America's going to sell that they're banning TikTok based on a cultural decision.
Yeah, and they're not. They want
that it's bad for our kids.
They just want the
database, protecting our data and all that shit.
Yeah, but they want the data.
Correct.
Yeah, so they want Oracle.
Because Meta can do it. That's fine.
They want Oracle to buy it.
Yeah,
and then they own the data.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how that affects us.
Yeah.
If at all.
Yeah.
And if it even affects anything from a creator standpoint.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The conspiracy theory comments are fun, though. All just like...
So if they ban it, the Americans aren't allowed to use it? Is that the deal?
If they can't find someone...
To buy it.
Well,
to buy
the theory I sent you about someone else doing, like, taking it over. Mm. Yeah, it would be like living in, ironically, the way China blocks everything else.
Interesting.
Yeah. But there's all these theories of like the American TikTok is just like the bullshit dancing and stuff, and then like Chinese TikTok is like fucking education.
Okay.
And that they, it's like a infiltrating the West to like make us all stupid and...
Okay.
Yeah. So they could take over the world. That's the...
Yeah.
The conspiracy.
If you were a creator, you'd probably be a tiny bit nervous, I guess.
I would be, yeah, for sure. If you're on TikTok.
If you're... Yeah. Your sole major platform, because there's people who are huge on TikTok and not huge
anywhere else. Yeah.
So that would be a concern, I guess.
For sure.
That's why you probably should diversify if you are on social media, like trying to get
across multiple.
Yeah, YouTube and Instagram and whatever else there is.
Yeah.
That people go on LinkedIn.
It's wild how unstable that all is. How many of us run businesses?
It's literally like crypto.
Yeah, we run moment. Businesses on platforms that could just be like, nah, like tomorrow.
Yeah, it's true.
I tell you what, I've spent some time recently. I don't know why. It's a new behavior of mine. I've started clicking on comments.
Oh, so fun.
Bro, Instagram's the pits.
As in?
Just like, they used to say that YouTube comments were always the worst. Because you could be more anonymous on there than you can on Instagram.
Yeah.
But fuck, man.
I reckon on Instagram, there's heaps of like unprofiled, like no profile pic.
Yeah.
Just, or it's just like a picture of their cat or just someone's cat.
The dregs of earth.
Yeah. You really actually, you can see an IQ gap when you look at the comments and also when you engage in the comments.
Yeah.
Because I may have engaged in the comments every now and then.
Oh, I had mine yesterday that I had to peel myself away from. Yeah. Took me 20 minutes.
Really?
Of just talking to myself like it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
I watched a video where like it was just talking about like the worst sneaker. And everyone just kept saying it was the Nike Dunk Panda. And they're like, pandas, pandas. And they just kept saying it. And then people were like, so then one of them was like, oh, they're the worst because everyone has them. And I'm like, okay, so I couldn't deal with it anymore. And I'm like, so I commented, I'm like, so the worst sneaker is the one that everybody has because everybody has it.
You're stupid.
Yeah. I was like, the worst one is the one everybody has because everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Yeah. Look at me being cool. Yeah. Non-conformist.
I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like saying Taylor Swift shit. It's like, well, she sells more than everybody else.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah. Yeah. I must admit, I have been enjoying some debates online.
We've really,
I feel like it's new, Jason.
We've changed roles, mate.
Yeah, well.
I can't deal with it.
No, because I feel like it's like me learning how to push back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes I would deal with, because sometimes I would walk away from conflict because I didn't know how to deal with it. Because I'd be like the Hulk. I would just get angry. Yeah.
I'm bigger than you. Fuck you.
Yeah, I would just get angry. Because it's like when I was growing up, like that's just how you solved conflict was just fight each other. Like, my brother's just like, all right, fuck this. I'm going to knock this dude out. I'm going to smash a pot plant over his head. Like, yeah, that's actually happened.
Problem solved.
Yeah. So now, because I can sit and calmly communicate.
Yeah.
Which I've developed over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can just.
I used to use it for practice for my own arguments.
Yeah, and that's it. I think what I've learned is to point out the holes in what people are saying.
Yeah.
Rather than just like attack try and person. Speak over the top of someone.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, I can be like, no, 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 but you said this.
Yeah.
And keep holding, like the, what did I say the other week? The guy that was bagging C-bomb.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, you can't, don't go for C-bum and don't come after this like new age bodybuilding where they don't just do like barbell movements. I'm like, the dude has 5 Mr. Olympias. Yeah. And then he's like starting to like talk. He's like, how dare you talk down to me? What kind of coach are you? Because he would go on my page. I'm like, I didn't talk down to you at all. I called you out for like what you said.
For a dumb thing. Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's like, oh, we're done with this now. I'm like, no, we're not. I'm like, you don't get to decide when you throw something out there.
Yeah.
And then people come for you. Don't get to decide when that's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's just like,
because I was in an echo chamber where everyone else would agree.
Yeah. And then what'd he say? I'm so happy I've got supportive coaches that don't talk down to me. I'm like, this has nothing to do with coaching. Yeah. Dude.
It's so weird.
Like, you don't understand that you're in a public forum and people's, your words actually mean something.
From spending a lot of time doing that on a lot of Thursdays. People's.
It was Thursday, actually, when I did that.
People's inability to debate a topic.
Yeah.
Is actually wild.
Yeah. Now, you know what I think it is? Is people just like, I honestly think because of the internet, people just, they words don't mean things to them anymore. So they can just throw away shit.
Yeah.
They can just throw away whatever they're thinking at the time and think they can get away with it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely where it comes from. It's something like most of your opinions aren't yours. That you've heard them from somewhere else and you've decided that that's going to be the hill you die on. And it's like, that's stupid, right? And I'm really conscious of that now. And I think we always talked about like the most rapid learning we ever did was starting to write education content because you had to question everything you thought.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, if I'm going to write this down and tell someone else, did I just hear Charles say that one time? Like, where did that come from?
Sometimes we did.
Pretty often. So, yeah, like I get that. But then it's like when you push back, I had this fucking like, I had a boyfriend come after me and all sorts of shit. Because this chick posted, there's no nutrients in the egg white.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, protein's a nutrient and half of it's in the egg white. And there's also this, this, and this. And they're just like, fucking straight away, like, what would you know? You're this, you're that, you're that muck. Okay. But there's nutrients in the egg white.
Yeah.
Like, that, everything you just said has nothing to do with what I just said.
Yeah, feels bad.
Like, I'm the fucking... I think she was like a nutrition coach for Cambridge or some shit. Like, it was a decent fucking college that she was...
Yeah, throwing out there. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And they called you out for having like that fucking cereal box personal trainer certification.
And he was like, cool, so you Googled it. And I was like, yeah. I literally just Googled and it said, here's all the nutrients in an egg white.
That's how easy it is to find.
That's how fucking wrong you are, you dickhead. Anyway, yeah, it's just like the inability to... talk just about a concept. It's always straight to, like, we had the one with like the delt raises. It's like, where's the delts? I'm like, okay, look at my page, and they just didn't reply.
Yeah,
it's like, what was wrong with the lateral raise?
Yeah,
tell me what's wrong with the execution of it, and we can have that. I'm happy to have that discussion.
Yeah,
but if you just like straight into like,
yeah, like you don't have fucking Ronnie Coleman deltoids, so I can't believe what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah, it's fucking wild, and I get like you have to walk the walk of shit, but. Yeah, it's just everything is...
Yeah.
It goes straight to the individual, never...
Yeah, but if you look at your delts when you first started working out to now, that's a significant... Yeah. It's just that they... Yeah, they just... Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah. That's part of the...
Yeah. Look at my delts with 250 kilos in my hands deadlifting.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm bigger than you.
Yeah, it's wild. Wild. Yeah. But yeah, the one I saw that yesterday was this fucking account with like 30K... that did one of the pause and talk over top of it. This kid would have been fucking 20, man.
Yeah, I know.
2,000 followers, having a crack, and nothing. It was like, wasn't hurting anybody. I was like, what? Why are we? And some of the coaches in the comments too, I was like, I bet you're the people that are scared to put out content.
Yeah.
That was my big issue with it. Like, we work, and we're going to talk about it today, about going online and putting out content. I was just like, you fucking ruin this for people. Because people are scared to try in case they're wrong.
Yeah, and it's like, what?
They get dragged across the coals by some fucking...
That person's never put anything out that's factually incorrect as well. Or like just isn't polished properly or communicated well.
It's just straight up... Even
when they were first starting.
When I saw it, I was like, yuck.
Yeah.
Then I went into the comments and I was like, this is just straight up like schoolyard
it's like bullying
shit. Like, why? What are you... What are you gaining from this? It's really disappointing.
Yeah, especially when it's not like... It's hard, right? Because the content wasn't going to hurt anyone. And that's where I was like, someone could still do this and not... And could get away with whatever the target outcome was and the message was for that, the video. It wasn't a like, if you eat this food, you'll lose belly fat around your stomach and you should buy my... You know,
bullshit.
Snake oil fucking supplement, like the call out videos that Lane Norton does.
Yeah.
Like, because that's really what people are doing, right? It's like, Lane Norton does it, so now I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's clout chasing. But he's doing it from doctors and they're talking about things that are going to, you know, actually really.
He's attacking millionaires.
Yeah. And he's, and it's impacting. Well,
thousands of people.
Yeah. And he's attacking people that are like not just. Like, not at the bottom. Like, I don't want to create a hierarchy, but you know what I mean? Like, he's happy to go after anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that was the part that I was like, it's not a good move. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like call out culture that much personally anyway. I think, like, you can take yourself up without dragging someone down.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I think that, like, if you were to go after someone and you did have the balls to do it, like, go after someone above you.
Aim up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's. But that's a personal thing, and I know people are going to be, oh, the guy with fucking 5,000 followers.
Yeah.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, we can call everyone out because we have some more
followers. Yeah, it's like, no one's looking at you, man. Yeah. Yeah. But then it's like the people in the comments, I would argue, probably only have...
Yeah.
Like, not even that. They're just not in the arena as well. So it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I find the ones that do pile in are the ones that have the most insecurity about posting themselves. Yeah. Because they're the type of person that would pile in, so they think everyone is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's... yeah. So a lot of people listening, and I don't want to say things that...
Yeah.
So I come across like an asshole. But yeah.
So, total total segue, and I don't have a cool way to do it, but I had a really interesting message from a client this week, and I didn't know how to answer it.
Right.
We probably should have talked about it on the Fit Pod, but we didn't have time.
Okay.
So my client was in the gym, waiting to do assisted chins. Someone was on the assisted chin machine. So she was, that's fine. You can wait, right? Didn't want to ask to work in, not her vibe. But the person on the assisted machine was doing the dumb single leg press down thing, right? So she's like, every piece of leg equipment in the gym was free. Should I be upset?
Yeah. I would be, because
especially
if the leg press is free. Like, go do the fucking leg press, bro.
And lift three times away. So for anyone who does use that exercise, it's really shit because there's fucking no stability and you just limit load limiting. It's like fucking may as well go squat on a Bosu ball.
Yeah.
Just go do single leg press or any other variation.
Or get someone to like push on your back while you do it. And turn it into a leg press.
You end up like strapped in somehow. Just fucking stand over resistance bands. Stand over weight.
We should do that.
That's
a video. That's a video in itself, bro.
So yeah, that was my response. I was like, look, I'd be upset because it's dumb.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, there's actually no difference between them doing that
and just doing pull ups. Yeah.
It's their program.
Yeah.
But you can be annoyed because it's stupid. Yeah.
Whoever this person is, your client, I fucking feel you. Because like sometimes I'm like, you're not even fucking doing it properly. Get off
Get
my
out
machine.
Of the way.
This is my machine now. Yeah. And if I'm bigger than them, it makes me even more impatient.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than you. Get out of my way.
Hulk mode engaged. Yeah, so my reply was basically just completely contradictory. I was like, yeah, it's fucking stupid. I'd be annoyed too. But if it's in their program, they have every right to use equipment. And
well, that's the conundrum. It's just like, it doesn't matter what they're using it for.
Yeah,
it's like, if they were just using it for whatever, like it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the argument could be made though. Bicep curls in the squat rack are not okay. Because you can go do bicep curls somewhere else.
I agree.
So you can go do leg press somewhere else. You don't have to use
it. But you can't use that. You can't do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if they...
Yeah.
Like, let's say that person was being... It got programmed by, you know, some fitness influencer who doesn't understand training.
Yeah.
That's not their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but like, yeah, the curling in the squat rack... Especially if it is like, you know, like an actual squat rack, you know, like the one at Good Life where it had like the fixed parts and shit.
It's actually uncomfortable to do curls, isn't it?
Yeah. You have to like, it was too high. Yeah. It's just like, go curl somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's when it's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. I had an awkward one in the gym this week. So I finished my split squats. I went and put my drink bottle next to the leg press.
Oh, yeah.
But I still had 2.5 minutes, my rest period.
Yeah.
So, I put my drink bottle down.
Yeah.
And then I was doing my steps. So, I was pacing.
Yeah, pacing up and down the gym, yeah.
Pacing close. I didn't go to the treadmill. Just pacing next to the machine. And a guy comes over, mid-late 40s, very out of shape.
Yeah.
Kind of, he was like the gym shirt's the one that is just your old good shirt.
Yeah.
Out of polo, whatever.
Yeah.
He walked up to the leg press and I just like slid my headphone off. I'm like, oh, I'm using this one. I'm just starting. And he was just like, I could tell initially he was annoyed because he was like, you're over there fucking walking around. Like, you're not. And then he saw my drink bottle. And he was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Like, the universal, you were here first.
The universal reserve sign.
Yeah, I should have put it on the fucking seat, which the next exercise I went to, I put it on the seat.
That's what a gym towel is good for.
I fucking lost it in Queensland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's getting along.
Yeah, just put it over the...
That's what I would typically
do. The back rest, yeah.
So I didn't have the universal sign of this machine is spoken for.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did have my drink bottle. So then I was like, fuck, I feel really bad. I'm like, oh, like, do you want to work in? Like, you can jump in. It's all good. He's like, oh, it's all right. I'll just hang out. So I hadn't started yet.
That's awkward.
And there was only a 20 on each side. So I took it straight to 180. And old mate just left.
Yeah, I would have left too.
It's just like, oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is not. Yeah. This is, yeah. Yeah. So I felt really bad, but I'm like, I would have happily taken the plates off and shit for him to work. Yeah. There's one leg press to the gym. It's annoying.
Yeah, I had to work in with a dude on the seated cable rope, and I gave him no option because it was the last exercise for me. So yeah, I went up to him and I just said, this is the last exercise I have to do. Can I jump in after you?
Yeah.
And even if he said no, I would have just going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I could tell he was really uncomfortable. So I was like, oh, what work are you doing today? This and that. And he was just giving me one word answers.
Yeah.
The whole time, I'm like, work with me here, bro. Yeah. I'm going to make this really awkward for you. But I got a shake of the hand at the end. And I got,
oh, good.
Yeah. He told me his name was Dom. So
shout out, Dom. Good on you, bro.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And for everyone else, be but less I feel like shit. Let people work in.
He was terrified of me. I worked out in the end. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. He was an asshole.
Yeah.
Just scared because I would have. I know what I would have done because I would have been just like in relentless mode. Yeah. And I would have been just so intense when I came to him.
We're never intense.
Yeah.
It
would never have been like a. Hey, I would have just gone up like, this is the last exercise that I have and I need to jump in here. Can I work in with you? And he would just be like, oh, yeah, man.
Whatever you say, sir. I'll come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-reflection.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it the other day doing my split squats. I was using like the step on the highest setting.
Yeah.
Because my hips are still... We're still working into the split squat thing. I've done
you know,
it for a while.
I've actually been thinking about putting them back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a leg extension and then I just like off the back of it, you know, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just like kind of dropped in and I started doing a couple and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to be an even bigger psychopath and put these in.
Put your glute thrusts. Oh, no, it's not fair. Don't put them in the bin. But fuck me. If you want big glutes, single leg squat, heaps of weight.
Yeah, dude. You seen Kayla?
Yeah. She can and Jess and
step back
Mads
lunge her body weight.
Yeah, it's fucked, bro.
Yeah, I was like, there's no better glute builder than a step back lunge.
Yeah.
Like, or a split squat. Or yeah, I reckon the step back lunge is the goat movement, but...
Yeah, I think because you... I think it's more loadable than a Bulgarian.
Mm, I agree.
Yeah.
And if you can do a body weighted?
Yeah.
Barbell? Free weighted?
I actually like a front intense. Foot elevated splitty over reverse lunge because you're just fucking there. You just do the work.
Yeah, I like a reverse lunge, but we can fight. I'm bigger than you.
So, same thing. I'm off fucking walking around, but I had the kettlebell and my drink bottle on the step.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's only one step in the gym, maybe two.
Yeah.
Because it's just equipment. There's no fucking floor space for anything. So, this girl comes over. She's like, iron off the step. And I didn't go over there because she came over. My timer went off. I timed my rest periods class. Jumped on the step and she's like, oh, damn. And walked over and she started taking weight off the Smith rack. So I finished my set, went over. I'm like, do you want that step? She's like, oh, no, it's all right. You're like, you're using it. I'm like, I can literally put my foot on fucking anything.
Yeah.
If you can't stand on a bench to do what you need to do,
yeah.
Take the step.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, my week has
That's
been
really
about
good self-awareness.
Self-awareness in the gym, guys. Pay attention. Yeah. And I think too, like if you are a confident gym goer, offer other people to work in.
Yeah, I agree.
9 times out of 10, they'll say no.
Yeah.
Because they'll still be like, ah, you're scary. Yeah. But maybe it's like if you ask, like when you get, would you like dessert? You're going to say yes on the third one.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be impolite. You go somewhere like you don't know and you're like, oh, do you want a drink or anything? Like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then they get up and get themselves a drink. You sure you don't want a drink? Oh, no, it's all right.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
I've got,
like, wear them down.
I've got some sugar-free creamy soda. You're like, I'll fucking have a drink.
Yeah. All right, you got me. It's so, that's so funny because, like, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
If someone says, like, are you hungry? Are you this? I'm just like, absolutely.
Yes, I am.
I'm like,
yeah.
What we got?
Yeah, which is almost more polite, really. But
sometimes Steph's like, babe.
Yeah. Stop it.
Say no. I'm like, well, I am hungry. You know I'm hungry.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah, you know I'm thirsty and hungry. All right, come on. They asked me. It's like, yeah, but they're just asking because they have to. I'm like,
yeah,
well, don't fucking ask.
They actually don't want to fucking get up.
I'm like,
you.
Well, don't ask. My head, I'm like, if you don't want to do shit, it's like, you know, don't when you ask it. Someone like, oh, do you need a hand? You're like hoping they say no.
Yeah, just don't
it's
ask.
It's the same. Yeah, well, that's it. It's like, fuck. Now I'm like, I just don't ask.
So you feel confident in the gym.
Yeah.
And you see someone looking, just ask them.
Yeah.
Do you want to work in?
Breaking the barrier down.
Might make a friend.
Yeah. I'll never forget this time where I was feeling a bit sick.
Or you might let him work in and be like that, like me, and still not fucking talk to him.
Yeah, yeah, I would do that.
Like your old mate that you were like, oh, he didn't want to talk to me. I wouldn't either. Yeah. Just keep my headphones on.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to talk to me either. Absolutely. I remember this one time, and it's like, it fucking sits with me forever. And I was like feeling a bit sick, and I just got back from Hawaii. I was jet lagged, and I was like probably resting like 3 minutes in between my sets on the leg extension.
Yeah.
And then it's like, dude, I think what enraged me the most is like that he just was really out of shape.
Yeah.
And he's just like, are you going to be any longer on that leg extension? Oh, and I'm just like, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, I've been sitting here watching you and you've been taking ages. And I'm just like, mate, I'm actually not feeling too well. So I said, like, I didn't know that there was a fucking time limit on the machine. Yeah. And I was like, and I was, because I worked there still, the things that went through my mind that I wanted
to
say.
Oh, this is here?
Yeah, this is a good life. Yeah. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that day. I was just like, how dare you call me out for me sitting on this leg extension? I'm like, this guy doesn't even train hard. Yeah, you know, I just went through all these things.
Yeah, always.
But it kept me honest. It
always
kept me honest.
Think about it, like when I'm on my phone, even when I open the training app, because I try not to be on my phone too much when I train.
Yeah.
But even like opening my training app, I'm like, oh, fuck. People think I'm just...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind making a change to that, but I know, obviously, I'm a... How do I put this? I mean, I'm a leader, and what I do has a ripple effect.
Mm.
And I know that if I do something, it goes against what I want other people to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it because of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to probably just write my shit down.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have your phone while you train?
I don't open it when I train.
Yeah. No. Quick break in the episode, guys. I just want to ask you one question. Are you running a business or are you working a job? Running a business means thinking like a business owner, having systems that do all the grindy work for you, a service that's guaranteed to get your clients results, social media and referrals that are driving business to you, and getting leads that you always close. If instead you feel like you're lost, you're stuck, you're at the mercy of your clients, you're just working another job. If that's you, you need to check out Standout PT. It's our signature education program, a 26-week online course designed to take you from working a job to actually running a business. The average coach that goes through Standout PT and completes all the modules gets a 300% increase in revenue inside their business. We have weekly workshops, weekly Q&As, and over 30 units for you to go through, all with text and video to make sure you're totally covered for everything you need in your business. Just head to stcfit.com, navigate to the Standout PT page, and book yourself a free, no obligation discovery call and see if Standout PT is right for you. Back to the show. Podcast while you train. Discuss.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
Don't like it?
No. Yeah. I don't like feeling distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't... I want to try and work on ways that I can get into my workout better mentally.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like... I've been absorbing content that has been about workout performance.
Yeah.
And there's been a few things where it's like, if you open your phone, if you open your email, if you read something on social media, like all of those things will decrease your training performance.
Yeah.
Especially like if you're distracted and you're stressed, that'll, you know, affect the... Yeah,
it's nothing worse than a shit work message halfway correct. Through a workout.
Yeah. So then I'm like, well, fuck, man, how do I do that? So you know what I thought about doing?
Train at 8 o'clock, so then I'm at the gym and then we don't have to talk to each other.
But you know actually what I thought of doing? It's because we have our old phones.
Mm.
So I was going to wipe everything bar Spotify.
Yeah, just take music.
And go...
And the training app.
Yeah, and go in and just use it for my music.
It's pretty smart.
So it's like an iPad. What were they called? iPods?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like a music player.
Yeah.
And it was either that or I was going to buy one of those.
You need a SIM though still because you need internet.
You know the smartwatches where you can put the songs on there? But I was like, I'm going to spend $500 to... play music at the gym.
Yeah.
I probably still will do that. So I'm really good at wasting money.
You'd have to have data on that phone, which would be a bit shit.
Yeah, true. I didn't think of that.
Unless you hotspot it from your bag off the other.
Yeah, true.
So you could use your
phone. So take my phone. Yeah, because I would still take my phone.
Be in your gym bag.
But it'd be in my bag. Hotspot. Yeah.
I don't know how much reach you get on a hotspot.
Yeah, well, it'd be in my bag, though, so I'd carry around everywhere I go.
Oh, you've got it with you.
Yeah, I never leave my bag. Yo, well, bro, got the keys to my fucking car in there.
Same. We drive very different cars.
Yeah, nah. My life in there.
Yeah.
Keys in my wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought about that, that'd be good. And then, yeah, just like, The only thing I was thinking about writing the workout down is so I don't open my phone. But if I can get away with...
Yeah.
If I can get away with not using the apps and
stuff...
Well,
then you're not going to open the apps, right?
Yeah, because it's just... Sometimes it's just muscle memory.
Yeah.
You flick...
Oh, fuck, bro, all the time.
Yeah, and like I get... You're the same. Like fucking 300 notifications a day minimum.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like just... It'd be nice to just go into the gym like we used to and just...
Train
and then sit and then just think about the next set. Because I don't really...
thinking like you could have your phone. No, you couldn't have it on flight mode. You could have it on sleep mode. So there's no notifications on your phone.
Yeah.
Because it's got the better camera and you wanted to film.
Yeah.
You don't use your old phone to film.
Oh, yeah. I've still got a pro. The other one's still pro though. So it's still pretty good. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be a difference in quality though.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Fuck. I wonder if there's a way... Because you know what it is?
You have to take your camera and two phones and a tripod and then you'll get kicked out of Doldies.
Yeah. All I need is a way to have music in my headphones and I'm golden without looking at my phone. There's got to be a way.
Well, yeah.
Maybe I'll buy...
Just put your phone in sleep.
Maybe I'll buy one of those iPods. Do they still exist? You know, the little clippy ones?
Yeah, I don't know.
The tiny ones? Nanos. iPod mini? As in nano?
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a bad idea. Why did they phase those out?
Because you had it in your phone.
No one bought them, yeah. I want one for the next month, and then I'm going to toss it away.
Probably expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, like, you would get it. You have, like, notification fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, and then I'm like, well, if it's going to affect my performance, that's also a problem.
Yeah. So I think the podcasting sometimes for me, in my rest periods, I listen rather than I think. And if I'm thinking, I'm thinking about work.
Yeah.
So sometimes the conversation is enough of a distraction that then I'm like, and it's not anything that's fucking, I'll literally be like, oh, this is a good podcast. I'm not listening to this in the gym.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to, when that set's on, I'm not paying attention at all.
Yeah. I've done the whole like bro chat thing, but then I'm like laughing.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, I don't want to be happy. I don't want to be laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In your rest breaks.
Yeah. I don't want to be going into a set laughing.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to, you know, think about someone stealing my dogs.
No, the bro chat was good for me for training because I used to just want to fight Guy all the
time. He's not on there anymore. They got beef.
Yeah, I do need, if anyone has any good, just light. I've had real fatigue with podcasts the last 2 weeks that everything's just fucking
heavy.
The world's ending. I'm just over it.
Yeah, okay. I'm not in that circle, so.
Yeah. I put a Rogan episode on for like 3 minutes the other day and straight away fucking like Neuralink this and fucking government that. I was like, bleh.
You know, I watched a Rogan clip. You know there's such species as false killer whales?
No.
Yeah, so they're called false killer whales. That's the name. They're called pseudo dolphins or some shit.
Right.
So all they are is a smaller killer whale with no white spots on them. So they are actually a dolphin type.
Yeah.
Species.
They still fuck shit up?
Well, they're not the apex predators, of course.
Right.
Like, because that would be the killer whale.
Yeah.
And the killer whales eat them.
But it's just like, how rough is that? Like, what's your name? Well, we're a false killer whale. What's that mean?
Hello,
you can't kill anything?
Hello, false human.
Maybe that's what we'll call the AI.
I found it so... And it's funny. It's like, they kind of look a bit fucked up because they're just black.
Yeah.
So they look like they're a bit deformed.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like a nice dolphin.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like a cool killer whale. So it's kind of like the bastard child between the two. It's like, here's your fish heads. Like, you know.
Put the lotion in the
basket. Yeah.
Fuck, I wonder what percentage of the audience got that joke. Pretty low.
Not many.
Pretty low. I saw, you know how we're talking about in the Fit Pod, talking about getting band shirts for the gym?
Yeah.
I saw a shirt the other day that had Buffalo Bills hand cream. On it, I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. I'd wear the shit out of that to the gym.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Was I going with that?
Content.
Oh, I had a fucking sick productivity hack this week.
What'd you do?
Left my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's an easy one.
So, actually, that's where I wanted to go with this. So, I've been going to... So, I go to the gym, I go straight to the cafe.
Yeah.
Order a long Mac. So, that's a big, big step in my life, is I'm now... A long Mac only orderer at a cafe.
So you're now a coffee snob.
Well,
official.
No, so I've always been a coffee snob. So now I you always look like get one. Now I always got lattes because it could be shit. If the coffee's shit, warm milk is okay.
Right.
It's like warm milk with enough sugar is going to be fine anyway.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So if you get a Macca's latte, it's like, just put sugar in it and I'll fucking survive.
Yeah, it's true.
But you know, I'm not going to order a Long Mac from Macca's.
I used to.
You do? With that shit?
I feel like you can't fuck up a Long Mac, so.
But the coffee's going to be good.
It's really universal.
If the coffee's trash, then it's trash.
Yeah, so, but...
Making it, you can't get it wrong, but if the bean's not nice, the bean's not nice.
Yeah, but how much would the milk alter the flavour? Because if you've got a blend, which is what most coffee mixes are, then there's not enough milk to make that taste nice. And then if you had a single origin bean, you can actually lean on the flavours of the bean instead of the milk.
But I think...
So this is what I was talking about with coffee snob. Like,
I think the milk...
Maybe I'm a bigger coffee snob than
you. I think the milk just means like it's just a... It's like a fucking dare iced coffee heated up.
So the milk is the equalizer. It's the cheese of a meal.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
Yeah. So if I have milk and enough sugar, it just tastes like dare
iced coffee. So we're not doing sugar anymore?
Still have sugar. Of course, bro.
So less liquid concentration, the same amount of sugar.
No, I have less sugar. Okay. Half.
Okay, cool. All right. I was just about to say, you've just made it sweet. And that's why you like
have
it.
Have you met me?
Yeah. But that's it's not that the milk made it. It's not the latte. It's the fact that you like it because it's sweet.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to lie. Daniel Sloss also got inside my head. He was a comedian. You know who that is.
Yeah.
Who just fucking tore apart latte drinkers. It's like latte means warm milk.
Yeah.
And basically, you're a grown child who just wants warm milk. But if you have warm milk, you'll go nap. Yep. So you're going to have some coffee in it. So you stay awake. And I took it personally.
Yeah.
No, but I actually bought... I was out of Padre. Shout out to Padre too.
Shout
I sent them the clips.
Yeah.
Sent them the clips. No word yet. I sent them to them because they shared my story. Anyway, I was out. So I got beans from my local cafe.
Yeah.
And they were okay. They weren't...
Not as good as Padre.
Not Padre. Yeah. Sponsor us. But they were okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I had a Long Mac while we were away.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a vibe. I don't know. I used to get these. I forget why I stopped. Because I think the Spanish call them noisette something.
Yeah. Isn't that French?
Probably, but they serve them in Spain as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I had it in both countries, so it could be either. It sounds French.
It sounds very French. Doesn't sound very Spanish.
I said it with a French accent, so I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I didn't do very well in Spain, to be honest. I was much more at home in France.
You have lattes?
Ironically, because French is supposed to be rude, right? But yeah, I did pretty good there. Anyway, that has productivity, train, protein shake. So I swap bags as I go past my car.
Yep.
Drop my gym bag, grab my laptop bag, smash berry protein shake.
Yep.
Double shot, laptop.
Yep.
2 hours gone.
Internet situation has to be good at the cafe, though.
Wi-Fi?
Yep.
Yeah. But that's the hotspot made me think of it because you do it anyway.
Oh,
so I'm just going to keep doing it at Three Little Pigs until they're like, hey, you're spending $4.80 and you're holding a table for 10 hours a week. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And then I'll just start going to different cafes.
Order some more food.
Yeah. Well, I'm dieting, bro. I can't eat your food.
I've always wondered about that. It's like, what? Because like, obviously cafes have free Wi-Fi to make. Like, I would assume a lot of cafes have free Wi-Fi to encourage people to work there because then they would...
Because it's the dead hours.
Yeah, and they would order... Potentially, it's so you order more, you know, coffee and food potentially.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder how long until... Because it's like, that's no different to you... If you're an online coach and you go to the gym and then you film to work there, but you got to pay to film, but you can pay to be a member and... it's like you can pay for your membership and you can pull your little sneaky out, but if you put in the camera out, you got to pay for that. Like, so yeah, it's like the cafe, it's like how much you got to spend until... Yeah.
So
it's like you got to pay rent now, bro.
The first day I did it, I was in the fucking zone and it got to like 11:45.
Yeah.
And it was like lunchtime. Like I looked up and so I was so in the zone that Amy was like, it fucking rained. Like hard for a good 10 minutes. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I walked outside. I was like, oh, it's wet. So it's just fucking.
Yeah, just tunnel vision.
In. And I looked up and I was like, oh, there's no tables in this whole place.
Yeah.
I'm a leaf.
Were they so looking at you and shit or is...
No, well, I've maybe.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know. Yeah.
But I looked up and there was a couple that had just come in that was sort of like looking around for a table. And I was like, oh, there's actually, you're full. I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, try and...
Again, really good self-awareness. Right? You could go to the Jolly Miller around the corner. I'm sure that's empty.
So,
Sorry. Yes,
it is. Soz. That was the third option when I have to start doing the rotation.
I don't feel like they'll be like, hey, man, you got moved.
Fuck off. Yeah. Those fluoro lights would be awesome. So, I said Noisette. I added the accent. I find myself tripping over, and I say Long Mac on purpose.
Yeah.
Because do you say, particularly it happens with food, do you pronounce it Australian or do you pronounce it in the accent of the country of origin? So if you're going to order...
Macchiato.
So macchiato is one.
Yeah. So say macchiato.
Yep. All right.
Is that not the Australian way?
That would be Australian.
Yeah. I'm not going to...
But I think you would like push the C, right?
I don't know. What, like macchiato? Is that what you think?
No, it's like
a macchiato.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to roll my R's in a restaurant. Like, yeah. You know, if I have to, like, you know, I'll get the risotto, you know, risotto.
So the other one is the croissant in Australian.
It's
a croissant.
Croissant? No, I'll get the...
But people do that, right?
Can I get the almond croissant, please, mate?
Yeah, or the... I think fajitas, people...
Can I get the Vegetas, please?
Gyro.
Super Saiyan Vegetas.
I'll have a gyro.
Three Super Saiyan Vegetas, thanks.
Yeah. So you're just like...
Depends where we are. You know what I don't like? Is I don't like to say it in Australian and then they reply back to me in the language.
I'm better than you.
I fucking know that, bro.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, you know when they took...
Yeah. Prosciutto is another one.
Prosciutto.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the... Oh, so that's the macchiato thing. It's macchiato.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't...
You have to do that too. If you don't pinch your hand, it didn't work.
I'm not a fan of... The waiter telling me how to pronounce it, it's like, I fucking know, guys.
I just chose not to.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it easy for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm about it.
You're about not saying it, or you're about...
I'm about the Aussie.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
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 I have a hard enough time speaking. That's not Adelaide's.
Yeah. I don't want to roll my R's to accentuate my T's. Yeah. Fuck that.
No more complexity, please. It's hard enough to be polite.
I've already had to like increase my word cadence. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, just fucking give me a break. This was also for the fit page, but fuck it. Just frame it differently. If your client needs deep heat to train, should they train?
Yeah, no. No, there's not. Yeah, not in the gym, man.
Yeah, there's a guy at the gym that I actually really like. He's like one of my few friends. He's a little bit older than me. Say good day every time he comes into the gym. He's like, came in the other day. I reckon he'd been in there for like 20 minutes and then just disappeared and came back. And I was just like, fucking hell, how much DP did you put on?
I smelt it in the gym the other day.
I was like, I actually really like the smell of it. So I wasn't offended. Mm. But I was like... What hurts so much you had to do that? Maybe get that looked at.
Reminds me of like club room soccer.
Yeah.
Like when we were younger, it's just just chuck some DP on it. She'll be right. My dad, my calf hurts. Fuck it. Let's just get this in here.
Yeah. So it's a too high risk of injury, you think? You probably should go see someone.
Yeah. Definitely feel like deep heat sales have gone down in the last 15 years.
Yeah. At least be an adult about it and have Nurofen in your bag.
Yeah. But, you know, to the general population, they probably just think that'll help. So it probably hasn't gone down in sales.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Just for us.
Yeah.
Athletes so, probably use it just as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart people just don't.
Yeah, we just have Voltaren tablets in our bags.
Smart people. Says the guy that trains through fucking pain.
Everything. Yeah. I'll take a Nurofen at the door so no one can smell that I'm in pain.
Can we, Tam, delete what I just said? Ashamed of myself.
You're better than that.
Ashamed of myself.
So I had a really cool conversation with a coach recently, and this ties into one of the most common comments we got on our scholarship competition, which everyone should have heard from us by now. If you haven't, let me know. We have a free one-off coaching session. Only catch to the coaching session is I'm going to talk to you about standout PT at the end, but you get me for an hour. Anyway, most people were sort of, the biggest issue they had was getting online.
Yeah.
We're going to go into that next. But what I see happen a lot, as soon as someone sees the light of online training and how amazing it looks, start to get less fulfillment out of their
face-to-face.
Mm. Start dragging your feet, it's a little bit harder to show up and a bit anxious to go and fuck, wouldn't mind calling in sick. And I've been there. I'm sure you've been there at different periods where you're just like, oh, it's hard this week. Maybe not. More like, yeah. I thought of it as like...
I never looked at it in comparative to other things. I just did it.
Yeah, I more think it impacted me the most, like, pre-holiday.
Oh, yeah, when you knew something was coming.
It was yeah, rough. It's like, oh, gotta yeah. get through it.
I never woke up, though, and was like, oh, I wish I had online clients instead of face-to-face.
Yeah, I know what
you mean. Like, I never...
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, yeah, so not necessarily that, just, like, a general overall, this is really hard to go.
Yeah.
Call it, I don't want to say the word, but like that burnout-y sort of, it's hard, right?
Unfulfilled temporarily.
Correct. Yes.
That's what we'll call
a
it.
A short-term decrease in fulfillment, training people.
Yep.
I'm curious what you would say to a personal trainer who is experiencing that.
As in a short-term decrease in fulfillment?
Yeah. I just don't enjoy my sessions that much.
I would try and work out what it is first. Mm. Yeah. Because, like, obviously, you can reverse engineer a lot of things from there.
Yeah.
We were talking about to the guys in Q&A yesterday. A lot of unfulfillment comes from maybe not working in alignment with the things that you actually, when you sit down and set your goals long term, you just kind of veer off the course a bit.
Yeah.
You know, because you get caught up in the rat race, you get caught up in life, you know, something happens in your personal life can kind of just deviate your focus in your business. Do that for weeks, let alone months.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're supposed to be going here and you're here.
Yeah.
You know, you're like a boat that's drifted off course, you know. And so then you can go, all right, well, this is where I want to be in 5 years, where I need to be in three, you know, in 12, it's like, am I working towards those things? No.
Mm.
It's like, all right, well, what do I do to get back on course? Because a lot of unfulfillment, I think, is from that.
Yeah.
Don't see growth. Don't see, you know, improvement. Don't see, you know, things getting better.
Yeah.
Just get too hung up on like, I need 30 sessions. I need this many clients. I need.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to do it this week. You know, everything is this week, this week, this week. So, yeah, I think, I know it's lame to do that, to say that, but it's like, it's like the lowest hanging fruit, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you get that stuff on lock first, then maybe look at how you're spending your time. Yeah, like I guess again, it comes down to why are you burnt out? And it's like, all right, I'm working too much, or maybe how I'm or running my business is too clunky and intensive, you know, man hours wise. It's not enough systems. Could those things be improved? Does it give you more time and bandwidth back? Like,
yeah,
it's a really loaded question. It's really big, right?
So we sort of boiled it down with this trainer I was working with to, he actually made reference to us talking about it on the podcast a lot of like just deciding we're going to make it fun again.
Yep.
Making a really conscious decision to like, let's actually enjoy this shit again because it's kind of cool what we do for a living.
Absolutely.
And he said, it's just like, I've just lost the fun. Like it's not as fun as it used to be. And like he had heaps of clients like unloading, like boyfriend drama, work drama, life drama, whatever. Like, and I was sort of like, okay, so is that what we established was a bit reflective of his own life as well?
Right.
He had a bit of chaos going on in life and was struggling a little bit outside of the gym and all that kind of stuff. So just kind of opened up this like, I'm not doing awesome. You're not doing awesome. So we're obviously going to combine and talk about
not doing awesome,
the stuff not being awesome.
Yeah, it's a very toxic.
Yeah, so you end up in these conversations all the time that almost like fucking sucks you down that vortex even more.
Yeah.
So, I'm aware of how lame this is going to sound and how fucking mindset-y, basic-y, coachy stuff it's going to sound.
Here we go.
But what I did and I said, and I've actually kind of tried it a couple of times for myself, is just like, when you get up, just ask yourself, how do I make today more fun? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Just start with that.
Yeah.
And then I said, and I haven't seen him since, so I'm curious to see if he actually executed this, because it's an awkward thing to do. Is just to, and remember when we first started doing like the reach model?
Yeah.
And it just felt like, speaking like this is just, but then it became second nature. I just said, like, why don't you just ask your clients at the start of their session, what would make today's session more fun? I said the first time you do it, they're going to go, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then when you do it the next week, they're going to think about it. And then the next week, they're going to think about it. And then it's going to be a normal thing that when they come into the session, they're looking for,
yeah,
how do I make this session enjoyable?
Yeah.
And then when you get into the weeds of like, fucking Susie's a bitch and blah, 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 you can just say like, okay, so how do we use the next 20 minutes?
Yeah.
To have the best time.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm going to be mean and play devil's advocate because that's what the podcast is for.
Yes. We're going to fight.
No. You ready? So remember when we spoke about always trying to be happy?
Mm.
And that's actually a problem.
Yes.
Because it's just unrealistic, right? So absolutely need to have fun, especially in our line of work. It's a slog, small business in general. Fitness is not as easy as people say it is.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to bring the joy into it. Some.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that we do that are not fun.
Yeah. And from, as in our job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So you don't want to send, because like people, so let's just play out the perception from someone potentially watching, right?
Yeah.
We're on the podcast, from the outside looking in, two experienced coaches doing a lot of stuff, traveling, whatever. Obviously, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
We say that we brought fun back in, and everyone's like, well, this is the golden ticket.
Yeah.
Which is normal, right? Because you're seeing, you're watching and they're telling, right?
Yeah.
So then you have this pursuit of everything being fun.
Yeah, that's the, yes. I agree.
Not everything is fun. Not everything we do is fun. However, we identified elements in our work and day-to-day, you know, practice that we wanted to bring fun back into.
Agreed.
And it's also an attitude too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the question does.
Yeah.
It's an attitude shift. Mm. And like I think about, so what makes content writing more fun?
Talking about things you like to talk about.
Yeah. Doing the format that you like or the topics that you enjoy, or even like my mind went to environment. Like I love working in the cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sitting in my office is less for writing work. It's definitely less fun. Check-ins. How do I make check-ins more fun? It's like, well, I figured out if I play music through my headphones.
Yeah.
It's not, and my separate desk mic, I could listen to music the whole time I do my check-ins. Mm. Which my clients are probably aware of, because sometimes when the load screens take talk a little bit, loud. I sing.
Yeah.
Or I'm bumping, like dancing away or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So that makes, if you're not feeling check-ins,
yeah.
Well, how do I make it more fun? Just add a bit of enjoyment to it. You can't expect, like you said, you can't expect every single part of your business.
Yeah, and we can't gravitate away from things that need to be done because they're not fun.
Correct, yeah. So,
but there should be an element of fun. It should never be a drag. Like, it can't be a drag. It'll just wear you down too much.
Yeah. Even in the session thing, like where I thought you were going with that was like the definition of making the session more fun. Like, maybe there's a better word. It was just a word that came up on the day. But like, maybe for some people, PBing their squat, which isn't fun.
Yeah.
It hurts. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But afterwards,
yeah,
it's like I left, I had a good time because I PB'd my squat. So if you're able to eyeball someone at the start of the session, be like, hey, what would make this session more fun?
Yeah.
They're going to say, don't make me do split squats.
Mm.
And like, what's going to make you
enjoy
the split squats? Because we're fucking doing them.
Yeah.
And it becomes banter and whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not avoiding the work.
Yeah.
It's the attitude and the approach of, well, how do I make it enjoyable?
Yeah.
And putting that responsibility on yourself to be like, well, okay, well, how do
I... Did you ever ask yourself that when you were training people face-to-face?
I don't know, but I did have a probably four-month phase I really struggled with online.
Yep.
Showing up to check-ins and all of that, it was like...
That was hard in lockdown for me, but I feel like that wasn't...
It was
post... It wasn't the job, it was the environment.
It was post-lockdown, I think.
Yep.
Where it was just, I was a bit trapped and everything was a bit shit. And I actually had a client go from weekly to fortnightly.
Yeah.
And then after a couple of months, she's like, hey, like, what's the, what's the difference in service from weekly to fortnightly?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's the same. You just check in once a month. She's like, I just feel this, and this, and just basically said, like, the service isn't as good.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, you're 100% correct, and I've been doing that because I haven't wanted to be here.
Yeah.
So, I've definitely experienced that.
So, the angle I was taking there was sometimes it's not just work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what's going on externally to work in your personal life and your situation that is having a radiating effect into your work life too, especially with small biz, because it's like you're not working but you're always working, you know, it's like, well, not at work but always working kind of thing, so it can go the other way as well.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling a little bit unfulfilled and things aren't really flowing and vibing and fun is really hard to kind of go by, it's like, also have a look at, like, not just work, like other places. Because I know when I was thinking about this the other day, like, so work, like, my life is great and it's better when Steph and I are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Like, life's good at home.
Yeah.
And you know how we were talking about, like, you know, just in passing, like, just being a little bit more mature in your relationship where you don't really fight that much.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. It's like when life's good at home, work's also better.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
You know, there's times when work's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's better when, and if, like, you know, you're doing things on the weekend, you got things to look forward to, like, there's just things happening externally to work, it does have, like, a positive flow on effect as well.
Yeah. So what do you say then to the person who's on the grind hustle that's just focused on work?
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's a personal choice.
Yeah, but just like, how do you manage that?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because we just had the same thing, right? Like, we just had come off the back of really shit Fortnite with LJ into what's been the best week yet.
Yeah, which has been a reflection of your externally from work getting better. Yeah.
Yeah, and then even coming from a conversation with my wife to reassess expectations, both perceived and real, and kind of realign all of those to then, it literally just was like, oh, fuck, shackles are off, let's go. Mm.
Yeah, if you're working hard and you're 100% dedicated to work, things can still be good in your personal life.
Yeah.
If you got the support of your partner and the support of your friends and, you know, all of those things are lining up, there's no issue. There's no problems.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you've got, I don't know, let's just use, so let's say, your workspace is shit.
Yeah.
Right? You go in there and you fucking hate it.
Yeah.
And it's the same place where you watch TV.
Yeah.
Let's just say. Or it's the same place you sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
So, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say you're bickering with your housemate.
Yeah.
You guys don't get along.
Yeah.
You don't vibe. You feel, you know, kind of really claustrophobic where you live. Mm. You and your misso are not on the same page for whatever reason. Like, you guys are just bickering about... You most of the time, it's just useless shit.
Yeah.
Those things are kind of what I was trying to say. Like, if you line those things up, if they're all good, like, it's okay. Like, if you had a conversation with your partner, with Amy, and it's like, yeah, go. Take care of us. Do whatever you need to do. Get after it, whatever. So, now if you are, you know, head down in work, there's no issue there. Because you guys have had the conversation, where if you are like really having to push in your biz, but you've got your partner just like, we don't even spend any time with us, you don't dedicate anything to it, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know? And then that's when it compounds that, you know, lack of fulfillment.
Yeah.
It makes work a chore, I guess, is probably an easier way to,
to
describe it.
I think I was thinking about the person who, maybe not in a relationship, younger, single.
Yeah.
Like, let's fucking push and go.
Honestly.
I think, based on everything we've just said, it's making sure you actually make yourself make time for other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't, it's like, it's okay. You're happy with it. And if you don't have anyone else to be responsible to, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I think that's, there's just a lot. Like, the angle I was trying to go with there is just, you want to make sure in-house of the business is good,
mm-hmm.
but we also want to understand, as business owners, there's other places outside of work that influence inside of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, if for like life is best for you and I when work is fun and we're kicking goals and we're making money and we're seeing growth and we're getting impact, it's also when life's good at home.
Yeah.
Because home is such a big influence on you and I now. Relationships 100%. Are really forged. You've got a family.
Yeah.
We've got lives. We've got futures. We're working towards bigger things.
Yeah.
If things aren't good here, work's not that good as well.
I think running your own business is so dependent on emotional energy.
Yeah. So if you're divvying it up to your social life, work's going to...
You've only got so much that you can spread.
Yeah.
And if that's been directed somewhere else, then that's...
Yeah. Like Steph and I have had a rough couple of weeks work-wise. Just so it was funny, mine was like a rough start to the year, and then hers has been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
but there was one week where it just overlapped.
Yeah, shitstorm.
And like, obviously, life's good at home.
Yeah,
we have a great relationship.
Yeah,
so we were both just emotionally exhausted from work and just like holding each other up.
Yeah,
that week.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, work was pretty tough that week.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if I would want to have too many of those.
Yeah,
so that's a kind of an example of how things can flip-flop, but if both things are good, it's like
go time.
Yeah, well, it's like I don't know if I'd feel burnt out.
Yeah
You know, like if things are good at home and socially and whatever, and work on is like I said, fun, impact, money, you know progress, I feel like I can burn the candle down
pretty
real
hard.
Yeah, and we've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this month is that.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interstate three times.
Yeah.
New gyms. Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely has to be... I think for someone who is like, how do I get fun back in? Mm. I think it is trying to just get out of monotony.
Yeah.
You know, because it is really easy to just like show up to the gym,
yeah,
train your clients, go home, eat, back to the gym,
yeah,
show up for your clients. Like it's probably like finding ways to just, because we didn't get into this line of work to do that. If you did that, you'd do a 9-to-5.
Agreed. Yeah, I think just a note, I know I said earlier in the episode's now called How to Have Fun and Personal Training. It's not going to be How to Go Online. We'll do that next week because we don't have enough time now. We'll keep going down the fulfillment road though. Yeah. So I think one thing that I kind of identified, so like we sort of touched on it in one of the episodes we did with Jess, and I went to see we had LJ at a appointment, osteo appointment, and the osteo like looked me in the eyes. He goes, how'd you go with the testosterone drop? And I was like, just sort of looked at him. He's like, overnight you just felt like a piece of shit. And I was like, it wasn't just me. He's like, yeah. Like, he goes, getting out of bed's hard. Everything's just fucked. Yeah,
like just the like elixir instantly. Of life for men.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. So, that's normal. So, then I was like, okay, what's inside my control that can give me... Not. I wasn't even like, how do I boost my testosterone? I was like, I did think that.
More.
Like, where's that vial? No. Yeah. So I was like, well, how do I put myself in the best position to win?
Yeah.
And then that was like, okay, I need to control the controllables.
Yeah.
As a personal trainer, someone in the health and fitness space, the first three things I was train, food, sleep.
Yep.
And we spoke about I think it was on Fit. Like, I don't have room now to not dot I's and cross T's because...
Yeah, something else is influencing...
It was a sleep episode where like, my sleep's been so fucking perfect for 10 years that when it's not perfect...
Yeah, so you could be a little bit lax on your diet.
I got away with so much shit because I slept 9 hours at night.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So within 3 weeks, basically since we got home, my diet, the week leading up and since, has been perfect.
Awesome.
Like one shit meal a week.
Yeah.
Even got rid of the
Maxi Bonds.
It hurts my feelings. Even this week, I wasn't even having my Paddle Pops. Just didn't want them.
Do you like chocolate or rainbow?
I like both.
Yeah.
We have chocolate right now.
I've got both in the house.
Yeah.
I like the chocolate better.
It's a good option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like chocolate better too.
Yeah. Rainbow just tastes like nothing.
It's supposed to be caramel, but because caramel has an artificial sweetener in it.
Ugly colour, yeah, looking. Doesn't it look ugly, the colour? So they make it look nicer? Yeah.
Yeah. But also the flavouring that you use to make good caramel, you're not allowed to use anymore. So that's why all caramel stuff tastes shit.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Fact. You have to use just heaps of sugar, so then you can't have powder pop.
Isn't that how you make caramel?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So to make fake caramel,
yeah,
very chemically dense.
Right.
So yeah, sorted that, and then, like I said, I haven't missed a training session in 4 weeks. Then the conversation happens. Cool, there's a little bit of liberation in terms of... It was expectation I had of myself, not what my wife had expectations of me.
Yeah.
Liberated from that, and it's like, okay, now... This is the first week that I've felt... I've had like a couple of days here and there. I'm like, oh, fuck. I feel like I feel myself again. This whole week, I was like, okay, this is me at my best.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. So, I think going back to like the variables you can control.
Yeah.
Are you going outside? Are you doing your work? Like your walks and stuff? Are you training? Is your food good? Like, maybe now's not the time for an aggressive deficit. Like, you know what I mean? Just like... What's inside your control that you can turn the dial up on to help on the other side?
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of just like if things aren't going entirely your way in your business, like you can like trying to find places to win.
And that, yeah. So I put the post up about like the Sunday night session that I did. That I was like, honestly, I dragged my feet. Have you ever like you get to the gym, you just sit in the car?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. I've spent a solid 20 minutes watching YouTube videos in the car park. Like, I could just sit here for an hour.
I was like, I'll be home in an hour and a half. I will not be home in an hour and a half because I'll be in the car for half an hour. And yeah, it's just like every rep fucking sucked.
Yeah.
But then it was like Monday. I'm like, those wins started to accumulate.
Yeah.
So I think if you're feeling unfulfilled somewhere, like you said, where can you find the win?
Yeah. I always lean on my training for that personally, not saying it's a good place to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know I can win if I work on me.
Yeah.
Like, and if, you know, it's a lot, in business, there's a lot of, you know, external things that impact, you know, kind of what happens.
Yeah.
So when I feel like I've lost that kind of control.
Yeah.
Like I almost double down on my training and my food and that, because I'm like, I've still got a hold on this.
Yeah.
I've still got a hold on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like all of a sudden things just... I mean, it's obviously still got to do the business stuff and work on it. But like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like... I know for me when I feel like I'm losing control of where I'm supposed to go, like I just double down in the areas that I know I can win and I feel better for me.
I think there's a trap there though of people will go...
They double down too much.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm too busy. I'm burnt out. I'm whatever. So they drop that stuff.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to get fucked up on the weekend and let my hair down, or I'm going to...
Or they just double down on training that much that nothing else happens.
Yeah, they go both ways, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because then I'm like, you could just do that, right? And you could feel accomplished because you're like, oh, I'm shredded, I'm massive, I'm
strong. But you're making no progress.
Yeah, you're like, your business sucks, bro. Like, it's going down the toilet. Like,
yeah. But yeah, the flip side of that coin is the idea that I need to just be working.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to work because it's so busy and I'm so stressed. And you don't actually put that energy into sleep, nutrition, yourself, training.
Yeah, this definitely...
the polar ends are a problem.
Going to try your best to sit in the middle.
And having the awareness to be, like you said, if I go train, hit my diet, I'll be better managing and executing all the things that I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny we're talking about this. Like, how long are we in, Tam?
We've got 10 to go.
All right, cool. So, I can say what I want to say.
Hijacking my pod.
Absolutely. No, because this rolls into it. So,
quick episode break. You guys know, if you've seen anything that I create on my stories, my design skills suck. My socials still look good because we went and got help. Now you can too. STC's new web service can take your business branding and design to the next level. Ash and the team didn't just create templates for us. They dove into who we were, what we cared about, and what our message is, and helped us to design an overall brand that represents what we care about. We use their social pack every single day. They built our website, and they even helped us build out our app.
All those services are now available to you. You just have to go to stcfit.com, navigate to web services, find out what it's all about, and book a free discovery call to see what is right for you.
I read this. I think Chris put this out during the week. You know, and he's like carousels.
Yeah.
So it says, stop playing a role and be yourself so you attract people who like you for who you are, right?
Yeah.
So obviously that's more impactful maybe as a, at a personal level socially.
Yeah.
That post was for, but then I thought about it and I was like, well, imagine how coaches do for business. And it's like, you're talking about unfulfillment, talking about not attracting the people that you want to work with and that you find fun and interesting. It's like, maybe you do need to have a look at, you know, kind of peeling things, the layers back of the facade that you're putting on because you're watching other people who talk and act and behave and communicate in a certain way that is not you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, would work be more fun? Like, things got more fun for us when we took the facade down.
Yeah.
And I was just like, look, I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. I know people sit there and be like, you know, Jace is this, Jace is that. He's not for me. He's too much. He's this, that.
Good.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm pleasing everybody, that's not really, I'm not really doing my job here anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, I work with, it's not an accident that you start to attract a group of people you can talk to and banter with, and you know, things are fun. So yeah, I thought that was like a perfect example of in business. Like,
I think taking that another step, it impacts how people behave around you.
Yeah.
So not even who you attract into your business. We can talk about like marketing and language and all that kind of stuff. It actually changes how other people will interact.
Yeah.
So this coach is like, people are telling me all their bullshit. What are you putting out that's allowing and attracting them to want to share that bullshit with you?
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. And like, what are you, like, even just how are you holding yourself to like, for to allow people to do that?
Yeah. So but at the comp on the weekend, it's like, both two girls had done novice comps. One had done a lift off, no sanctioned meets. All of them were at least 12 months ago. New coach that they hadn't done a meet with before, for the two that had competed, and obviously, yeah, Casey was brand new. They all happened to be at the front of the gym as I was walking in. All three of them were just looking to me. Like, how do we behave in this situation?
Yeah.
So if you're a personal trainer, someone walks in the door, and you say, oh, fuck, it's so busy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that piece of equipment's gone. Fucking Dave, the dickhead.
This place sucks. The gym's shit. The PT manager, the club doesn't care.
Yeah. How was your weekend? Oh, it was like, this happened.
Yeah. Oh, it's so important to just leave your problems. I don't know who told me, who said it to me. I think it was at university. It was one of the things actually related to PT quite well. And it was like, your problems, you leave your problems in the car.
Yeah.
So as soon as you step out, it's... Like, granted, it never didn't always happen, but I trained.
You try. Yeah.
Yeah. I trained a lot of people for a very long time. Yeah. But the intent was to leave the problems at the doors and try not to get into bagging the place. Like, I can't remember who it was, but like, someone was like, even just saying they were frustrated with like the training app at the moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, please do not let your clients know that.
Yeah.
You can pivot however you need to fix whatever it is that is clunky in your business, but do not do that, because as soon as you start, they will start, and then you know the negativity increases,
big cycle.
The excitement drops, the effectiveness drops, everything starts to become a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's little stuff like that, like you said.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in that environment, it's like, oh, it's pumping tonight versus fuck, it's so busy tonight.
Yeah, like, agreed.
Fuck, it's such a small change in language.
Yeah.
That if you're unconscious about it, it's just tempered by mood.
Yeah.
If you're conscious about it, you can control it, which will then influence how other people behave around you. And you might say like, fuck, well, I don't want to be responsible for blah, blah, blah. It's like, you chose to be a leader.
Yeah, it's your responsibility. It's personal training.
Fuck, it's just...
Yeah.
It is, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's how it works. So, yeah, I think that's another really important element is... Yes, we talk all the time about what you put out is what you're going to attract in terms of clientele.
Yeah.
But how you behave.
But that's energy at the same time too.
Check in and engagement to engagement. All of that is going to impact how someone actually behaves around you day to day, let alone the type of person you're attracting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to be really difficult for someone who's still finding themselves and finding their business and finding their skill set.
Yeah.
Because you see it all the time. The mixed messaging with like their content and their branding and it's just because they haven't found themselves yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally normal. Yeah. And then it's like if you put on top of that trying to find yourself, like again, try not to be woo-woo shit, you know, it took a long time, you know, to mature as a young man
as a person,
as a person for me. So you take that on top and it's like, that is a really difficult thing to unpack for someone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But the first place obviously is awareness. So if you're like, well, start with the goals, start with like the direction of the business. Am I going on the track? Then simultaneously work on you. Like, you know, how am I behaving? How am I communicating? Who am I as a person when I walk into the gym? What is someone's perception of me when, like, if I was to, you know, kind of take myself out of my body and look at what I'm doing? What am I saying? How am I standing? What is my, you know, appearance? You know, what am I doing? That is it positive? Is it negative? You know?
Yeah. I think a big challenge that people face with it is like, it feels performative.
I think the mentality, which is still a hangover of maybe how business was supposed to be done with the shaven face and the fucking tie done up, and that is that it has to be
but I think
prim and proper, so then people are pretending. You know
I think
I mean?
If we even like look at the Reach model, right? Like I remember we did it and then you trained the instructor and you saying like, I didn't do any of it.
Yeah.
And she was like, you did all of it.
Yeah,
you just communicated it in your way.
Yeah.
But when you first hear it, you're like, what do you want me to... You want me to say, how did you go with you that goal we set last week?
Mm.
That feels disgusting. Because it feels like I'm performing and I'm scripting and I'm like, I'm consciously thinking before the client walks in, I'm going to tell them that the gym's pumping, even though I'm kind of annoyed that it's busy.
Yeah.
It feels performative, but on the flip side of it is within 2 weeks, it's normal for one. And we talk about, and this has gone way deeper than I thought this episode was ever going to go. The concept of like the growth mindset that everyone loves to throw around.
Yeah.
This is the practical application of that. Is that your personality is not fixed.
Yeah.
So by practicing those behaviors, I'm going to point out the positive of this situation. I'm going to be this person. I'm going to communicate this way. I'm going to.
Mm.
Of course, it feels performative at the start until it's not.
Yeah.
And then that is you.
Yeah.
And it's the you that, it's the be to have thing. It's like you're being the person you want to be until it comes naturally.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so valuable. Like even just with you saying that, like even just an example of that, there's been times when like the gym's been busy and people are like, oh, it's fucking really busy. And then I've literally sat there and said, well, it's like a restaurant. If it's busy, it's good. You should see their face change.
Yeah.
Like they just go, oh, yeah.
Yep.
I would never go to an empty restaurant because of shit.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah, cool. And then they just, where if I'm like, yeah, this place is fucked. Like we can't get on anything. When you should be just like, oh, there's plenty of other things we can do.
Yep.
They literally, you're like, the other thing is, I don't think people understand just how much influence and influence they have on other people's mindset, decision making, behavior, like as a personal trainer, because they're just like, who the fuck is this person? Like, who am I to, you know, influence the behavior and stuff? But they literally will like hang on your words, hang on your body language, hang on your facial expressions.
And it's not only a leader thing. Like, I had it recently, caught up with someone that I haven't really seen a lot, but they were super keen to meet LJ. And afterwards, I was just like, I just hated who I was during that whole engagement.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a leader. It was just like that, the conversations, the topics, all of that just pulled me into a place that I said and behaved in a way that I was like, I don't want to be that. That was gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Everybody has that friend, that family member, that whatever that they hang out with
that day of the week,
that they walk away and they're like, oh
yeah,
I'm really disappointed how I behaved. Not a projection on them, they're toxic, they're whatever. It's like, I don't like how I behaved in that situation.
And if people are nodding their heads now, imagine if you were that person temporarily for someone else who needed you to be positive, uplifting, glass half full type of person.
Yeah.
Maybe works a little bit more fun if we do take that kind of approach.
Yeah, because we all got in it to help people, right?
Yeah, and think about the conversations you have if you do talk in a positive fashion more than getting sucked into, you know, whatever happens in the world and this and that. And
yeah,
you know,
because their point of view changes straight away.
Yeah,
and that's it. It's like the who they become when they're around you is different.
So many things running through my mind. You could literally talk about, like, you could literally unpack this at so many deeper levels, but we can't because we're running
we're getting
out of time.
We're getting timed off.
But yeah, the only other passing throw I'll give at the end, and this is probably more for the face-to-face coaches, just because the engagement and the conversation is much more dense and free-flowing. Make sure when you walk in, it's about the task.
Yeah.
Which is the person and why you're hired.
Yeah.
You know, just so that it doesn't turn into the gossip, talking about, like, don't get me wrong, there's times when your clients need to lean on you for support because it's a very intricate, unique relationship, personal training.
Yeah.
Especially when you do it for long periods of time, you get to know somebody on a different level. However, you still need to go into it. It's like, this is the person, this is their goal, this is what I'm here for. Make sure the session gets done and the main outcome is achieved.
Yeah.
Because you just spend less time like bitching and talking about whatever. So yeah.
Yeah. But if you're doing 40 sessions a week, it's 40 lengthy conversations.
Yeah. You don't want them to be like people. 40 gossip sessions. That'll absolutely annihilate you.
Yeah.
So yeah, if it's all training based and it's just, you know, throw away, this is what we're doing on the weekend type stuff.
Yeah. And how many times do you see memes and reels and shit online, like if it's not about like personal growth, wealth growth or whatever, I'm not having it. It's like, well, delete it.
Yeah.
And you have a chance as a personal trainer to have that with 40 odd people a week.
Yeah. And you don't have to engage too. I don't engage in certain environments about certain things.
Yeah.
Anymore. Because I'm just like, I don't want to be part of that. And then, and it's actually, people are taking notice though.
Yeah.
Like,
because they stop asking.
Yeah, well, then they stop talking about certain things around you. Like, oh, you never say this when we talk about this. I'm like, that's because I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to sit here and bitch about somebody.
Yeah.
Not about it. Because I don't want them to do it about me.
Yeah.
And if they do it about me and I don't do it about them, that makes me feel better.
That's a reflection.
So you can be that person. You can do that.
Yeah.
Just have to make the choice.
All right.
Go on places.
We're very caffeinated. That was really good.
Yeah, it was great. Sorry we didn't talk about social media, though. We will do that next time, if you're lucky.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have some other fun shit to talk about because we like to make things fun.
Yeah, Ben and I haven't spoken this week. So like the Fit Podcast. Jesus. It's like an hour of us just talking.
Just catch ups with Ben and Jason.
That is all-time record-breaking banter level.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was like an hour. Anyway.
Awesome. Nailed it. We should give ourselves a little congratulations. Before we wrap up the episode.
Awesome. I'm all about it. Gas me up, Ben.
So in the last 48 hours, we've finally signed a gym deal we've been working on since November.
Long time.
So that's exciting. So kicking off with Southeast Fitness Solutions out in Ferntree Gully. So if you're in the area looking for a gym, you're probably a personal trainer, but whatever.
If you want a good gym to train at.
So that's super exciting for us. So we're similar role to what we have at Pick It Up, where we work in the back end, help with business systems, marketing, and getting things running like a well-oiled machine. So then the owners and the staff and the whatever can just do the job and enjoy it and have lots of amazing clients to do it with.
Green.
We also... And I've not been heavily involved with this one. So this is all you, bro. It's all you, bro. Is the gas up? The gas up is... We've put our first equipment order through.
Yep.
We're workshopping the name.
Yep.
The placeholder. Can we say the placeholder?
I don't know. Someone might steal it, so I think you should. Because we haven't paid for it yet.
Register this before next Monday, please, Dad. The placeholder name is Ustrong.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. Jace's response was, "I don't hate it, so I have no fucking idea if he likes it."
No, I don't mind it.
He's not excited about it.
It'll be a good logo, and it'll be a good. It'll have. I can see the branding.
Yeah.
See it.
That's I could see it too.
Yeah.
And I was like, it hits who we want to work with.
Yeah.
Strength gym, you.
Yeah.
If you have spelt you with an S, it's us.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yep. Equipment so, orders.
Equipment orders.
I think done.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm looking over. Like, yeah. Half done. Half done's good.
It's been initiated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of back and forth.
Look, some money has left a bank account.
Yeah. I might. Yeah. Budget permitting, which is unlikely, but maybe going overseas in the next month.
Yeah, I'm fucking...
4 days it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long that was smash and grab.
That was a bittersweet text message to receive that one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to have to just let Jace go on that one.
Yeah, well,
I think I can come.
Yeah, I don't think so, bro.
Yeah.
I think you might be fucking pushing it. I haven't had to like sell it to Steph. I'm like, it'll just be 4 days. I'll
yeah,
be fine
yeah.
up and back.
Yeah, I'm sure if I asked,
yeah,
I could, but...
But there's, yeah, I don't like to say it much, but making moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's sick. Exciting. And then also... after this, we're finalizing our setup for the
Fitness Expo.
Australian Fitness Expo, our debut. Yeah.
Melbourne.
Debut convention appearance. We could say that we're sharing an event with the likes of Lane Norton and Lee Priest and I don't know who else is coming.
Oh, really? Is Lee Priest going to be there?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. We'll get him in our booth.
I want to get a photo. It's got to get huge in a month.
Yeah. So we're not presenting next to them, but we have a booth.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Fitness Expo is going to be fun. I'm pumped.
Yeah. The booth's going to be sick.
Yeah.
And it'll be a fun couple of days.
Yeah.
Lots of modafinil, but it'll
agreed.
Be fun.
Tam's crossing his arms. We've got to stop.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Tam. I don't know if we've hit 1,000 yet. We're pretty close. I think we needed a
just do it.
Three.
Spam it. Spam it.
Fucking do it anyway. Just subscribe your dogs.
And thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the people that already did it.
Yeah.
All right.
See you next time.
Bye.